Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Prenatal care is important for expectant mothers, but in some rural communities, that can be hard to find. University Medical Center opened a clinic in Fayette, Alabama, to bring more prenatal care services to patients. Let's hear from Dr. Jane Wida, a physician at University Medical Center who helped get that clinic started.
Welcome once again to Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. A familiar face joins us again, and a fine doctor at University Medical Center, Dr. Jane Wida, a family physician. It's always good to see you again. And for our listeners and viewers to understand, what are some of the other duties you do? I know you teach, and what else?
I do patient care, and I teach. I teach residents as well as students. And I'm also the department chair for family, internal, and rural medicine. So I do a lot of administrative work.
We work with students in our television station, and I love working with young people who are excited about their careers. Is that one of your favorite parts of your work, is working with young future physicians or physicians that want to do what you've been doing for a while now?
Oh, absolutely. I have a student with me in my private clinic right now, and she wants to do family medicine, and it's so nice to see the look on her face when we see a patient who has returned, and she said, oh, I remember this patient, and she was here for this, and now she's following up, and she sees how important the continuity is.
Especially when there's progress and you help people live longer and live healthier, how satisfying that must be.
Right. She saw somebody who was concerned about a mole, and the next time they came back, I took it off, and she saw how easy that was. Oh, you don't have to send her to a dermatologist. No, for the most part, I don't.
You can do that. Yeah, right. I would say easy for you. Don't hand me the little knife thing you use. You don't want to do that. Well, let's talk today about another outreach UMC is doing, and that's not just right here in Tuscaloosa or in a big city, but you've expanded a medical center in Fayette, Alabama. Tell us the genesis of that. What prompted you all to want to reach out to that community?
Right. Well, several of our family doctors are also trained in obstetrics. So they take an extra fellowship in obstetrics. But the problem is that we only deliver in Northport and in Tuscaloosa. So a lot of the women who are an hour away have a great deal of difficulty getting to all their prenatal visits here in Tuscaloosa or in Northport. So one of the things we thought that would really help is to have a clinic there one day a week for them to do their prenatal visits and postnatal visits there, so that it's easier for them to get to their appointments and, frankly, easier to get good prenatal care, which, as we know, means that you have a better delivery outcome, less maternal mortality, and less infant mortality, both of which are very high in Alabama compared to the nation.
Was the Fayette Center, I believe you said, opened in February?
It opened in February. We started with about half a day, one day a month, and now we're about 2 days per month, and we'll expand as we get more and more patients.
What the reaction from women there who are having babies or want to have babies must be huge to save them 2 hours of drive time. Much easier access as far as parking goes, I assume, but that must be a huge deal to them.
It is. It is a big deal, and they very much appreciate not to have all that travel time. Some people out in the rural areas don't even have a car, so they have to depend on someone else to bring them, and that's a big deal.
It really is. They still won't be delivering babies there. The delivery still stays as it is.
Yes, unless it's an emergency, in which case, if they go to the emergency room at Fayette Hospital, an emergency room doctor can deliver a baby.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good to know, because I think when my boys were born, we drove 12 to 15 minutes to get to the delivery room, plenty of time.
Right.
Didn't seem like plenty of time, and we were all panicky as young
parents. Of course.
But an hour's drive could be a little concerning if the delivery's kind of farther along.
Right. And so we make sure that we give our patients plenty of information about making sure you come early if you think you're in labor.
Are there other services provided at UMC Fayette besides just women's prenatal and birthing care? Are there other things?
We've also started to do gynecologic care, care that a family medicine doctor who's been trained in it can do. We don't do regular family medicine. The major reason is that we're only there one day a week, and that's not very good access for a family physician.
Right.
The other is there are doctors, family doctors in the community, and it wasn't our goal to take business from them.
Yeah, you weren't trying to steal patients from anyone.
Absolutely
just
not.
Provide a service that may not be provided there.
That's correct.
Do you see long-term UMC maybe even finding time to send physicians to other towns and communities that also could use this kind of care?
Well, we already have opened a new clinic in Carrollton. It was staffed maybe 1 to 2 half days a week. Yeah. And now we have opened it full time. We have 2 doctors and 2 nurse practitioners. They're not all there all at the same time, but we offer family medicine, sports medicine, endoscopy consults, prenatal care, and we just started doing gynecology care with one of our obstetrics providers.
And the care given at these clinics in Carrollton is similar to what you started
yes.
doing in Fayette as well?
Well, it's we do FMOB, we do family medicine obstetrics, okay. but we also do full spectrum family medicine.
Good. I know that's very important there. And I think in a future Health Matters segment, we're going to visit that facility there
right.
in Carrollton, and we're looking
mm-hmm.
forward to that. How hard is it from your side of the examination room to go into a town a half a day and see someone for the very first time, especially if they come and they don't have a history, a chart they brought to you from another doctor? You have to start at ground zero, but I guess that's what you do.
Right. So every patient is a new patient initially yeah. when you open up yeah. an office. In fact, this past Monday, none of our providers could get to Carrollton. So I said, well, I was going to go to a conference. I have my whole day blocked. I'll go.
So you went to Carrollton.
So I went to Carrollton. It's a beautiful facility.
It is. And well, I was going to say it's a beautiful town. I'm not saying
it's a beautiful
facility.
Town. It's yeah. a beautiful facility. It was renovated, repainted, cleaned, nice. And we have lots of room for expansion.
Very good. Is there anything that people hearing or watching our program in those communities need to know about showing up, making appointments, how to find out when services are available? What would you tell them?
Well, we have numbers that are available that I don't have on the tip of
That's
my
okay.
tongue, but we do have phone numbers that you can call to say, I'd like to be a new patient, I'd like to come over. If somebody needs care and they're just walking in, we'll take care of them. We've
good.
Done a lot of COVID testing at not at Fayette, but at Carrollton, because people are concerned just to make sure that everybody's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited about the new opening in Fayette. I'll look forward to visiting Carrollton and doing more
sure.
information about
mm-hmm.
that. Dr. Jane Wida, we appreciate your expertise and your time today. It's always good to see you.
Thank you. It's always good to be here. Thanks so much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, and Fayette.